We are up to Siftes Zayin, which is a very long one and actually is divided into 2 days. So we'll be doing the first half of Siftes Zayin. And the Mechaber begins, Nifsak achas miha osios. If one of the letters got cut, so the Ramah explains, Hapshutos, kagon vav Zayin, osh nifsak regal hanun, v'kayotzeba. We're talking about a letter that is straight, where the side of it is just a straight vertical line, such as a Vav, a Zayin, or a Nun Sofit. So what's the halacha? Says the Mechaber, Im tino ksheno lo chacham velo tipesh yodea likros o kasher vim lav pasal. What you do is you call over a child who's not a chacham and not a tipesh, and if he can read it correctly, the halacha is the letter is kosher. Now, let's take the first part, which is, what exactly is this halacha if the letter is cut? Now, what we're talking about is, say that the letter was once a vav and now got cut short. The problem is that it may resemble a yud. Therefore, what you've got to do is ask a kid whether or not it resembles a vav or a yud. We had previously learned that, let's take the letter hey, that was what we were discussing before in the previous sif, that if the letter hey, if the leg on the right side, the complete one, not the little one, the one on the right side, if that is too short, so the halacha is that as long as it is the length of a yud, the smallest letter, it is still kosher. There was no need to ask a child to read it. Now, over there, the reason was very simple. When you take a hay and you chop the right leg short, it's still a hay. There is no other letter that this could possibly resemble. There, as long as it has what is considered a leg in halacha, which is at least the size of the smallest letter, a yud, it is kosher. Not so when you're dealing with a letter such as a vav, where if the vav is too short, then not only do you not have a shear, but you also have a letter resembling a yud. There, to say that you've got a leg the size of a yud is insufficient. What you need to know now is, when a child looks at this vav, does he call it a vav or does he call it a yud? The same thing would go for a zayin, and the same thing would also go for a nun sofit, where if it is not long enough, he may read it as zayin. So there, even though it has the size of a yud, it would not be kosher unless a child would actually read this a nun sofit and not a zayin. The rule then is that if you're talking about a letter where one could not possibly mistake it for another letter, the shear of the length is going to be the size of a yud. A letter that could be mistaken for another letter, there you need a child reading it. We previously learned that there was an exception, and that is in the case of the left leg of a hay. That little yud that we fill the other side of the hay with, there the halacha was that it was b'kol shehu. If you have anything there, it is considered a hay. It does not need the size of a yud and certainly does not have to be read by a child. As long as you have a small dot there, that is enough to transform what is otherwise a dalid into a hay. So we have three rules. The dot of the hay is b'kol shehu. The right leg of the hay or any other letter whereby shortening it will not resemble another letter is ba'os katan, the size of a yud. The letters that may resemble another letter, there you must have a child read it. If he recognizes it, fine. If he does not recognize it, then it would not be kosher. Now, in the case of the Zayin, the Prima Gadim has a suffix that it may be that a small Zayin doesn't really resemble a Yud. So if it has the size of a Yud, meaning it is sufficient to be called the Os, it may be that there you don't even have to bother asking a Tinuk. So that would be a case of a suffix where there's a machlokis. If you actually, yeah, there are those who say that you really do and others who say that you do not. Now, the Mechaber said that what kind of child do you get? She'eno lo chacham v'lo tipesh. What does that mean? So the Mishnah Berurah explains. Lo chacham means he does not know the words. He is not a child that reads words and by looking at the word will decide what the letter is because he knows what letter is missing. Lo tipesh, one who does not recognize letters. So it's got to be a child who is good with his letters, but not with his words. He has learned to recognize letters. He has not yet learned to recognize words. Now, the Mechaber then says, Vein sorach l'chasas lo shara osios kemo shenogim. There's really no need to cover the other osios of the word. If this is a child that's a lo chacham, he's not going to know what the word means anyway, so you don't have to bother covering the other osios. What happens though? Now the Magen Avraham does bring down a shita that you should cover the other words, just in case he's familiar with the words around there, and you never know, he may improvise and guess what letter this could possibly be. So you have to cover the other words, but you don't have to cover the other letters of this word, and you don't have to cover the words that follow this word, the words before it, but not this word itself, and not the words after it. Hagah, says the Rama now, Miuim anu roim shalom nishar tzura sa'os. What happens if lahalacha, the letter has lost its form? It does not have the tzura. Pasul afal pi shatinakar sakel chasa. The fact that a child guessed the right letter, that will not make it kosher. You cannot take something that does not in any way resemble the letter, that does not have the tzura of the letter as halacha requires it, and because a child guessed right, decide that that is the letter. It's got to be that it has the tzura in halacha. Our only problem was, is it long enough, and will we therefore confuse it with another letter? For that, we will rely on the judgment of a child to decide, does it really look like that other letter, or does it look like the letter it's supposed to? Now, by the same token, the Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if I have a letter that is a perfect letter? It has the tzura and is beautiful. The only problem is it's too small. For example, I have a vav, it's a small vav, but it's a perfect vav. If you'll cover all the letters around it, everyone will tell you this is a vav and not a yud. The problem, it is small. Mishnah Berurah says that would be kosher. He says that the only time we have a problem is if proportionately it's too small. Meaning, you take the letter vav, it's got a normal yud on top, right? A vav is a yud and then a line coming down. The yud on top is the normal size, but the vav under it, meaning that the line under it, is short. There, one could easily say, well, that's not really a yud, that's not really a vav, that's a yud. Not so when you're talking about a beautiful vav in proportions. The only problem is that it's smaller. There would be no need for consulting a tinok, and we would consider the letter to be kosher. Now, till now, we've been talking about writing the letter and deciding whether or not the letter is kosher. Now we have another question, and that is with regard to repairing the letter. Are you allowed to repair the letter, or would that be considered shaloka sidron? Remember, we learned that all of the parshias of tefillin must be written in order. You cannot write a later letter and then fill in an earlier one. Similarly, if a previous letter was pasul, you cannot fix it after you've written other letters. Now, in any case where it does not have its surah, or it's too short, it has the tzura, but it's short, and the child said that it was not good enough. Meaning, it's got the yud on top and a line, but the line is not long enough. And the child did not recognize it as a vav, only as a yud. Repairing it later is considered writing it anew, and it would be considered shaloka sidron. So there it would be pasul. Now, getting back to the case that the mechaber began with, and that is if a letter is cut short. The truth is that there are really two different situations of letters that are cut short. And that is, one, where a letter got totally erased from the bottom or was just written short to begin with. There's a second situation, and that is that it gets a cut in the middle of the letter. I mean, the letter got a little cut in it. So there you should know that there's a machlokas rishonim to begin with. The Mishnah Berurah does not speak it out beferish, but he does allude to the shita in several places here. The Meiri's shita is that if you've got a letter that has a cut in the middle of it, if a child would read the bottom of that letter together with the top of it, he would recognize it. So, for example, you have a vav that has a slit in the middle of it. So the slit is quite high up. If we discount what's under it, everyone will tell you that is a yud. If we count what's under it, you take a look at it and you say it's a vav. Now, you'd have to check with the child, because if the gap is a large one, then there's no reason why a child is going to make the connection. But let's say the slit is not so big. You showed it to a child, and he read it, and he said, this is a vav. The Meiri Shita is that is a kosher letter. The other Rishonim all argue with the Meiri, and they say that once there's a cut, what's under it cannot be counted with the rest of the letter. According to them, when you show this letter to a child, what you would have to do is cover the part of the letter underneath the cut. And then the child would have to be able to recognize the letter just by looking at the top. So that if you're talking about a vav that has this cut quite high up, you've got a yud. But let's say it's somewhere lower down, there it will be a judgment call and the kid can decide. Lahalacha, we paskin not like the Meiri. In other words, we hold lahalacha, that the fact that the child manages to read the two together would not make this letter kosher. Nevertheless, the Mishneh Berurah allows us to rely on the opinion of the Meiri at this point with regard to the halacha of Shelo Kesidra. Namely, that let's say you've got one of these letters that's got a hairline split. A child clearly reads it as one letter. You've got to go and fix it because we said most Rishonim argue with the Meiri and they say that the bottom part doesn't count. The Mishneh Berurah says that here it would not be considered Shelo Kesidron by doing the repair, even though other letters were written afterwards. So that let's say you have a letter such as a Vav that got a cut in the middle of it. Whether or not this Vav is kosher is determined by showing it to a child without showing him the bottom part. If he cannot recognize it as a Vav without the other part and would read it a Yud, it is puzzle. Now comes the next question. Can you repair it, or would this be called writing it out of order, because you've already written other letters? So now you would show it to a child again without covering the bottom. If he manages to see the top and bottom as one letter, because that cut is a very small one, there we would say you can repair it, you must repair it, but you can repair it, and it would not be considered Shelo Kesidron. So that we rely on the Shita of the Meiri only with regard to Shelo Kesidron, only to say that this letter was there, but we would not be machshir a vav in that state to say that it does not need correction. Now the Ramah says, Mihu, im onu roim shelo nishar tzura sa'os ketikuno pasol, af api shatina karo sekel chasol. So the Ramah said that if the letter does not have its tzura, a child is not going to help. So we said that that applies if it totally does not have the form. The Mishneh Berurah adds that that would also apply to a case of, say, the letter pei, where what you wrote was, say, a kaf and a dot in the middle, and you did not connect the dot to the top of it. That's called a lack of tzura. That is not a pei. That's a kaf with a dot in it. Showing that to a child is not going to be good enough. Similarly, you have a shin, and you never bothered attaching the three yudin at the top of the shin to the body of the shin. There, too, the fact that a child will read it together is not going to be enough because you did not write a shin. You wrote three yuds and some other things. It must first have the tzura. It's just that if our question is it long enough or not, there we could rely on a child. So the fact that one may automatically make the connection between the top and the bottom, that would only be good when we're dealing with a question of the length of a letter, not if it's a question of creating a letter by putting its various parts together. Where it does not have the tzura without putting the parts together, asking a child would be insufficient.